gonna see who can knock off the two water bottles off the car. If you can knock a water bottle off,
what do we get?
You get the rinse. If you can't get it, then you have to.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. My next guest played 9 seasons in the NBA, winning 2 championships along the way. He's seen all through the NBA season on Inside the NBA on TNT, and now we get to see him as a dad and as a husband on the new reality series Meet the Smiths, which airs Friday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on TBS. It is great to say hello to Kenny Smith. Kenny, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. How you doing?
All right. I really appreciate this today. I watched the first episode, and let me start by saying I'm a dad, and I've been married for 21 years. So I'm sitting there in front of my TV, and I'm saying, wait a minute. I'm not alone. Somebody else has to go through all of this as well. I feel such a kinship with you right now.
Feel my pain and feel my joy at the same time.
There you go. You know what? Tell
it's
us.
It's a lot of fun, though.
It's a lot of fun. Tell us about your family and tell us a little about the show.
Well, you know, honestly, you know, just kind of tell you how it started. You know, about 3 or 4 years ago, I've been asked to kind of do a reality-based show, and I kept saying no to it. And I have a very eclectic family in terms of a lot of different moving parts. I have 5 kids. We're a blended family. And I kept saying no. And then I met with a production company, and they were talking. We were talking, and we kept laughing the whole time. And I stopped in the middle of it. I said, well, if we can capture this laughter, I'm in. And so it's really about laughter in the family and, you know, all the things that you said, you know, feel your pain, but it's definitely in a jovial way.
Oh, yeah.
Of the things that go on with 5 kids. My wife is a Price is Right model.
Sure.
My daughter, Kayla, has a single called Honest. Now she's a music artist, Kayla Brianna. My other daughter, she's a student as well as an actress, and my son is a recruitable basketball player. And so, and then I have 2 little ones. So it's a lot of moving parts. And then myself going back and forth to TNT and NBA and all of those things at the same time, trying to keep a perfect blended pot of coffee, so to speak.
And, you know, I get a kick out of it because there are funny moments and there are poignant moments. One of the funny moments, and I guess you can call this an unscripted comedy, there's a scene from the first show, and there you are trying to teach the kids the value of just washing their own car. So you got your young son, Mallory, he's trying to spray the hose, he's washing the car, and then here comes Gwen to just, as most wives do, just shut the whole thing down and just end the fun. And again, it's one of those moments where every guy in America is looking at this and says, I go through this every single weekend.
You know what the funny thing is? Yeah. You know, my kids, you know, they're older. My older kids are old enough to drive, and actually, my daughters, 2 of my daughters, have their own car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there, we're talking about, you know, going to wash the car. And I was like, yeah, why don't you just, you know, wash it? And none of them had ever washed a car in their life.
Wow.
Because of everyone just goes to a car wash.
They come from a much different world than you and I did. It's, you know.
You know, it's like when I told them, I said, let's wash the car. I was like, let's put the VHS in. I guess I was saying. They were like, what is that? What do you mean?
Exactly.
So I said, no. Today, I'm going to teach you how to wash a car. And then the mayhem proceeded. But then my wife, she cuts the fun off.
Yeah, she sure does. And you ended up drenched as everybody was spraying you, and you were fired as the project manager, as she said, of the whole car washing project. And
without question.
That's right.
My wife, is, you know, being from England, so we have a lot of parenting differences, me being from New York City, her being from England. And the funny part is, you know, a lot of times there's words that I use that are typical words that are typical New York words.
Right.
And there's typical England words. And every now and then, those words don't match.
No, those are 2 way, you know, disparate things. You and Gwen have built a family centered around both love and respect. There was a very poignant moment when Gwen's daughter, Monique, who's 18, decides to take your name, Smith. That's a very, very special moment. And it really leads to what this show is really all about.
Yeah, well, the one thing is, like I said, we're a blended family, and Gwendolyn had a daughter prior to being there, but she, you know, since 8 years old, we've been together.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going through the adoption process, and, you know, she was old enough at that time to say, you know what, I'll be all right, I'm fine. And I kept telling her, the adoption to me was always just an outward show of an inward feeling.
Sure.
It wasn't anything that I hadn't felt for her at all or throughout her whole life. So it wouldn't make or break it. But we didn't know that you actually, when you change your name, you could change all of it. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to just change the last name. So the actual fun part about it is my six-year-old Malloy was saying, well, why don't we just change your name? We had all of these different names, Supergirl, Trash Can, all these kind of different names that he was saying. You should change your whole name to. You should, but at the end, she changes to Smith, and we all become Smiths at one time. So that was just a great feeling for me to know that she had the same inward feeling.
Sure.
She had an outward showing of it as well.
It's a very special moment. You know, with your history with Inside the NBA and your cohorts there, I'm watching the show and I'm waiting for some real juicy moment as well to find out that, I don't know, Ernie Johnson lives in your shed or that Barkley comes over every Saturday night to watch Full House reruns. I'm waiting for something like that to happen on the show.
Well, my extended family's in Atlanta, so we do go to, the cameras come to a lot of to Atlanta. That's where our studios are. And, you know, Charles and Ernie and Shaq are in a lot of episodes. The second episode, I keep losing my wedding ring. And so,
that's not good.
Yeah, exactly. I lose a lot of things. I'm not the best with jewelry, so to speak.
Okay.
And so Ernie's telling me how to keep it. Charles is telling me what to get my wife for her anniversary gift, along with Shaq, and Shaq is helping me plan this surprise. So those guys are my extended family, always in it. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun and a lot of mayhem. And, again, it's at 9 p.m. on Friday, mm-hmm. Friday nights on TBS.
You know, and speaking about your Inside the NBA family, you guys have been together for quite a long time. And, I mean, you guys do one heck of a job. I mean, you inform and you entertain at the same time. And that's not easy to do. It's so obvious you guys really have developed quite a bond between all of you.
Well, it's a chemistry that you can't fake or you can't create. It has to be there or it isn't there. And I think overall we have great producers who just say, hey, guys, we trust you. And we trust that you're going to get the points out that we need, but here are the subjects.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have, Charles and I, in 16 years, have been to one production meeting.
Really?
One. And everything else is just a trust to let us know, because in the production meeting, we're going through everything. This is like 15 years ago, and I stop, and I'm like, what's going to happen in a game that Charles or myself hasn't seen, heard, or done?
Right.
He's like, pretty much none. Get out of here.
Exactly right.
See you at the show. From that day on, we never went to a production meeting.
You know, and it's almost like when you're on the court. I mean, and you played with guys for such a long time, and you can anticipate their movements. You know what's going to happen. It's the same thing in a situation like this. When you have that relationship on the air, you can kind of telegraph what's coming next. It's the same type of situation. Let's talk about the NBA for a moment. We're at the beginning of the playoffs. Who do you see coming out of the East and out of the West?
Well, I think the fun part is it's so unpredictable this year. You
mm-hmm.
know,
oh, yeah.
So much parity within the NBA. That's the great part. There's no, you know, when I grew up, it was, you're going to see the Lakers or you're going to see the Celtics. They're going to be there.
Right.
And then, you know, for years when a lot of our kids probably said the same thing. You're going to see the Lakers with Kobe and Shaq?
Yeah.
Or you're going to see the Heat with LeBron James? And I think now, with the uncertainty of it, which makes it great. But I still like those old San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
You know, I just love the way they play the game. They have a sense of urgency about every possession, every minute on the floor. They don't take anything for granted. And they're more substance than glitz. So I still love the San Antonio Spurs.
Popovich has created such a culture down there of success and just the way everything runs in a nice, orderly fashion. There is no flash, but they always are there at the end.
Without question, it's the meat and potatoes and the vegetables. Every now and then you might have to skip dessert,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to be fed.
Let's go to the other end of the spectrum. I'm a New York guy like you. I am a Knicks fan. What a nightmare. Do you see any scenario where at some point Phil Jackson says, you know what, this ain't going to work, I'm going back to the beach?
Well, I think the one thing about the Knicks is that they have shown that they will spend to get it right.
Right.
So when you say, well, what's the direction of the team, and you look at it as currently built, you go, well, I don't see a direction. I don't see it. But, you know, the Knicks have a story, history of saying, we'll do anything at all cost to be good. So it could change in a 48-hour period, you know, the team that is currently built and the team that they currently have. Mm-hmm. So you have this summer is going to be a big summer with free agency as well as trades and as well as the draft to see if the Knicks turn it around, because they will spend to do it.
Right.
That, I will give them that. Dolan, the owner, and the ownership, they will spend to try to get it right.
Let's just hope, as Knicks fans, they spend in the right direction. So,
exactly.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Well, once again, Kenny and his family's new show, Meet the Smiths, airs Friday nights at 9 Eastern and Pacific on TBS. It is a great watch. Kenny the Jet Smith, good luck with the show. Thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Well, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. John lives in a neighborhood without a homeowners association. Every night, his neighbor plays loud music, which keeps him awake. After many encounters with the neighbor, John has decided to sue him for several thousand dollars. But how can you win money because of loud music? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Since John couldn't sleep, his job performance was affected. He won a small claims court judgment for $50 a day in damages for the last 2 months of loud music. It's been quiet ever since. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How do you know if you're in love? Well, it's a tough question, but one everyone will invariably attempt. What's the answer? Well, first, the human behavior of it. Today, I get to tell you about my dad, smart man, you would have liked him, and one day I asked my father, he and I were having one of those moments, and I was struggling with this love question, so I asked, Dad, how do you know when you're in love? Here's my father's answer. He said, Son, if this person brings out the best in you, it's love. If they bring out the worst in you, it's not love.
You make me want to be a better man.
What's the cheap psychological trick? People whom we love bring out the best in us in every conceivable way. They make us want to be better than we really are. And you know what? We do the same if they love us back. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.